One.
And so here we are, worldwide live through VBS Radio. Good morning to you all. It is currently Sunday morning over here in California on November the 27th, 2016.
And thank you all. 9 o'clock at night in Uganda.
Or listening to this later. What time is it in Uganda?
9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock at night. All right. So this is a Sunday call. It used to be called the Grid Healing Call. I still call it that, actually. It's whatever name you want to give it. It's a gathering. We will, in the first hour, when we'll discuss a topic which he picks. And in the second hour, we will do a personal and planetary healing meditation. And we will have a live channeling through Terry Brown. So this is a two-hour call. As you know, we have a one-hour call on the Monday, which is 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well also on Wednesday, a one-hour call where you can submit questions, and those might be channeled live on the call, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Good evening, good morning, whenever you are, please say your name and location.
Hi, Gail, from New Jersey.
Good morning to you, Gail.
Good morning to you.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it is. It's afternoon here.
All right. Thank you for being here.
So glad to be here.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Bob, Chico, California.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Pretty good, hi. Pretty good. Good, getting better.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for your good service, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. And Heist, you give not just great, but wonderful service every week. Thank you so much.
Well, right back at you, Carolyn. You are amazing. I don't have to travel far. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Good morning, John. Welcome.
Morning, hi.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Morning, hi. This is Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm healing. Thank you. I'm doing well.
All right. Lots of healing power to you, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Where's the part-time help?
Say it again?
Where's the part-time help? You know, the one that always shows up in his shorts, Wim.
Well, I think he's shaving today, so he might be a couple of minutes late.
Oh, he's got his nerve. Boy, his show's been so great. I mean, well, they've always been great, but I've really, really, really enjoyed them.
Yes, all right. I'm glad to hear that. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Hello, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
Goodbye to the person who just left. I hope you'll be back. That was Bob. All right.
Hey, what's the weather like over there, Heist?
Rain. We had rain for a few days.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you.
It was nice. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heist, everybody.
Good day to you, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Who else joined in? Name and location. If you want to.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wynn.
Boy, you know that voice.
God, I thought it was anonymous.
You're looking great.
Well, be a remote viewer, but you're not a remote viewer. Okay. Because I didn't comb my hair.
Maybe what I like about it.
I don't even own a comb.
Pajama party.
We do have a special participant today, and that is a friend, Carolyn, in Uganda. The gentleman's name is Robert.
Good morning, Robert.
Oh, he had to leave, but I wanted him to get on and say hello, and he did.
That's all right.
All right, we are over the top of the hour. I will turn the things off.
Is Terry here? No.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for showing up.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Good morning, Terry. Love it for all year, the rest of the year for everybody.
Happy Sunday to you all. I welcome all those people that are joining in here, listening in to BBS Radio Online. Thank you very much for being part of this. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Tammy. Good morning, Dimitri.
Good morning, hi. You got me, yeah, okay. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Much love to all of you.
Hi, Dimitri. This is Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, okay. Carolyn.
Hi.
How things are going over there?
Look at me.
Look at you.
That's what I want.
Here you are.
Fill the space. The topic that is up for this morning for Wynn to talk about is group energy and transformation. And it's great to be here, hanging out here at this moment in time and resonate with the energy that we all are part of. I thank you all for being here.
One of the things about the Sunday call is that the energy is also added to by the Elohim and the Ra groups, which look in on us on the Sunday calls.
And we seem to be also the anchor points for them to radiate energy and for the highest good over here on our planet for all the worldly circumstances. So it's very important for us to be here. Just be here.
You know, I would say one of the anchor points, okay?
Please pray for the people in the Dakotas.
Who was that?
That was George. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Wynn. Yeah, y'all know what's going on in the Dakotas, I'm sure.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little mini earthquake here in New Madrid. It was only at 3.5, but that little one.
That was in Memphis?
You know, it would affect Memphis a lot worse than it would affect St. Louis. You always say St. Louis win, but Memphis will be affected a lot worse because St. Louis, the bedrock, they're on the bedrock, and we're just on, like, clay and sand. It would totally wipe us out.
All right. We welcome you. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Francis and Nancy calling in from Concord, Martinez, California.
Hello, Francis and Nancy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My love.
All right. I think we can start. Although I'm thinking, what am I going to say? My God.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is November 27, 2016.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I think some of you may realize this. And although others of you have tracked it, you may not have put it into words. In the past few weeks, we have put out something quite extraordinary. And as I've been watching the work we're doing, I have been totally amazed for years at the consistency and the congruity of the way everything dovetails. And fits together, and yet it's totally out of the box of the world. Totally, okay? And all these various sources and ways of information coming in. You know, we don't, if you notice, very rarely do I say the Elohim said this, so believe it. It's either a possibility, or it's possible it's not the Elohim, but although I don't think so. But when I say we're talking to a group soul that created the universe. That's an idea, right? And how do you know that's true? I didn't. I considered it. I said, well, maybe they are who they say they are. But then when you have this experience, which many of you have had, of feeling the energy on this call. And I have never experienced energy like that in any channeling situation. I have experienced energy with other people. There's only one other time that I've experienced energy from anyone that is as powerful as the energy on our call. And when you take the idea, you have this huge group soul, huge, that even if I go back when I was first talking to them, and I didn't have a clue, and I said, well, how do you interface with this realm? And their answer was, we project, something like this, we project love light energy into this realm. And then I asked them, you know, do people have to ask or no? And they said, no. They monitor the realm and they can see something wrong. Oh. They can see when someone breaks through the veil and they see the energy of it, or they feel it. I don't see it may not be the right word. And then they can make connection with that energy. That was an answer to a question of how do you notice us? Because there's so many billions of people. And that's how they do. And then this has been totally an evolutionary process on my part. I'm just asking questions, observing, asking questions, observing, and monitoring the results. And now that answer to those questions, like, how do you notice us? In many ways, we seem to have mastered it. Because now whenever we come together, many of you feel the expansion that we create and feel this energy, this, they call it love light energy, they're projecting right into our space. And we've come to the point where it's so normal on the call that you can miss how precious and rare that experience actually is. And then we come to the Ra group. And on the Monday call, there was a breakthrough channeling. And if you haven't listened to it, you should go back in the Spirit Channel, spiritchannel.net, and listen to it. Because I asked myself, how does Jesus fit into this? I asked that over and over again. Even before I had any of these experiences, when I read the Bible, I recognized many of Jesus' sayings as being true. Because I was having an experience. I was having my own experience of what he was saying. I had validated inside myself. But who was Jesus? Where did Jesus come from? Who appointed him? Messiah, if anyone. And I asked those questions way back. And I got answers, and the major answer that I was getting from multiple sources that Jesus was an emissary of the Ra group. And I really didn't want to say it.
It was like people would get the wrong impression. They think that maybe I was trying to make this work more important by aligning it with Jesus. And so on Monday, I kind of asked questions publicly about many of the things that I kind of came to the conclusion of. I was pretty certain of it. And it had to do with the Ra group being the intelligence behind the manifestation of Jesus. And you should listen to that call, because the topic of the call was understanding the Christ consciousness. And how people that have been connected to the Ra group, by and large, had a connection with Jesus. And not just a connection, but a public connection. People knew it. Like Edgar Casey, Carlo Ruckert. Carlo went to church every Sunday. Edgar Casey started as a fundamentalist Christian. And I had studied those things. I studied Edgar Casey deeply when I was younger. And Edgar Casey said that he believed it was the Christ speaking through him. Now, I asked myself, so what's the Christ? You know, okay, connects with Jesus. But what's the connection? There must be a better way of understanding it, okay? He didn't say Jesus, he said Christ. And of course, David Wilcock. Well, David probably would have never identified with being a Christian. In fact, it was like pulling teeth to get certain things into the book, because he was scared. He said it to me. He was scared to make any implication of that, because the fundamentalists would be chasing us around the block. And he was nervous for the same reason I was nervous about doing the call on Monday, because you start to align yourself with such a huge icon in this realm that people have very strong opinions about, and you might offend somebody, okay? It's only because we have created and grown together, and you guys have listened to all these calls, that I could dare do a call like that publicly. But the one thing that leaked through the reincarnation of Edgar Casey is where, and this was like my trigger, we came to you in our religion, mainly Christianity, but we don't often speak in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up. Well, what are they saying? We came to you in our religion, our religion. And on the Monday call, we were talking to them, and they were explaining how the Christ consciousness was created by frequencies, and that it was a creation of the higher realms. I know we have someone from Uganda here. Was that Robert? I think it was Robert. Hi, Robert. I hope thank you for being here, and it's an honor to be talking to someone, to two people that are so far away, and that we have the ability to connect with and feel energy. And many people that attend our calls regularly can feel energy on the call. And I come from a background not Christian. I come from a background of metaphysical stuff and wanting to learn how the world works. And being a diligent student of many, many different things. And all of this comes to exactly the same place. It comes to the same end result. Love your neighbor as yourself. And many of the precepts of Jesus. And maybe I should explain this. I'll explain this just for Robert. I'm talking about the Ra group and the Elohim group. And I'm sure these are new concepts for you. And we in this group have had evidence, almost proof, that this is real. So you have to study it a little bit or pay attention to it. You might feel the energy, but some of the explanation might be strange at first. Because as I've learned it, that at the higher realms of the universe, there is levels of creation and there is intelligence. And the traditional way of understanding God works, but it is a gross simplification for how it works, almost to the point of being a myth. But it works because at the higher end of the universe, there are, we call them group souls. And these group souls can come together and put energy together so they can create one energy with the whole group if they choose to. Or they can go and do their separate projects. Much like if you go to a church, if you go to a good church, and you go to church on Sunday, you feel the group energy of the church. You feel love, you feel connection. But you're not stuck there. You go home, and during the week, you may still carry the love of spirit in your heart, but you don't have to have that physical connection with the church. So at the higher level, there are hundreds of millions of awarenesses, intelligences, that are constantly monitoring the lower level, like us, and looking for opportunities to help us evolve on a personal level or on a collective level, because this realm is part of their creation. And in many of our calls and books I've written, they explain how they are and who they work in a more specific way than the simple concept of God. But somebody doesn't have to understand this to connect with them, because they respond to the vibration that you put out. and they can arrange themselves as in council. They can come together as a group. And the reason I know so much about this is because they started talking to me. And they started talking to me through two women who could channel. And I was skeptical for 3 years, but they were doing miracles. I could feel energy. It was like mind-blowing. It was like living in a science fiction movie. And no one else knew this was happening. And the, Carolyn can explain a little bit of it, okay? And I mostly talk relating to my own experience because I had my experience has convinced me of the reality of what I talk about. So there's two groups, two major groups old. One of them is made up of graduates of this realm. Souls that didn't have to come back here. And it's a whole, it's a whole new universe of stuff to assimilate. But it started for me when I was a young man, and I discovered Edgar Cayce, and I read so many of Edgar Cayce's books. So we do something called group energy. And it's exactly, I believe it's exactly the same as what Jesus said. When two or more gather in my name, I am also present. And we come together with a high spiritual intent. And a lot of people are drawn to my work that perhaps didn't come from Christian background. And overemphasizing Christ, Jesus, would make them think we were a religion, which we're not. I don't even know what we are, but I like it that way. It keeps me free. And then we had Terry Friedman come into our group. And of course, Terry Friedman wrote The Man Who Walked with Jesus. And I was skeptical. You know, this goes into the concept of reincarnation, which traditional Christians are taught not to believe or don't normally believe. And I got to know Terry very well. And he was a guest on our call many, many times. And again, you know, I talked about Edgar Cayce and Carla Rucker. And again, why is it that I have the reincarnation of Matthew on my call, talking to my group? How did that come to me? Of course, could say God, you could say God sent Terry to me, or we were meant to meet. That's a good way of looking at it as any, because it's so complex, the way the universe works, that you just have to not try to I don't think you can understand everything. But I'm very curious, so I try to understand as much as I can. Edgar Cayce is the guy who was channeling and died in 1945, okay? And oftentimes these channelings came through in a way that related to Christianity, okay? And he was a fundamentalist Christian, so he had to make that connection in that way. And in many of his channelings, I'm just looking at some of them in front of me, because I am blown away by how closely so many of the things he says not only have been prophetic, but by how they so closely correspond to what I've learned and what we do here, okay? And because our group is focused, intended to connect us in the watery side of ourselves, soul side of ourselves, the part of ourselves that's energy, not our bodies. We can still connect with our bodies. But on these calls, we're all invisible to each other. We've got a phone line. We've got an internet. Hi, guys on the internet. We love you. And that by some, to me, it's a miracle that we can create this intimate connection with each other. And we can feel each other. But we're not doing that in the physical. We have to be doing it in the soul. We have to. Because there's, you know, we're not having breakfast together. We're not having a group discussion. I'm just rambling on. And yet there's this energy that comes through. And I'm not doing it. I have been a careful observer of it for years now. And I show up, you show up, and I stick my foot in my mouth, or I say something wise, and suddenly, no matter what I do, this energy starts coming in. Because behind whatever I do is this very high intent to commune and to create opportunities. And, you know, one time in my life, I would, like, I'm sure all of you do this, and I did it all the time. And that was when I'd be around somebody, I'd want to create connection. And we started a conversation. And that the conversation, when it was part of the thing of the conversation was to fill the spaces, to fill the space and not be uncomfortable. Because people get very uncomfortable when they're together and there's silence. You notice that? You sit at a table with other people and everybody wants to talk. And I found like I didn't like it. I didn't like all these conversations. And on some level it was boring. I didn't understand it, but it was boring. And then if I let myself be open to it, every time the person would see me, they wouldn't want to engage me in that conversation or a continuation of it. And so I started to say, well, if that's where it goes, I don't even want to do it. Why start it? Where's the authentic way of connecting? So I learned more, you know, in recent times, you know, I've learned, why bother start a conversation when it doesn't go anywhere? where's the real connection? And so, you know, I'll be around people and I don't talk. They do whatever they do around me. Sometimes they want to engage me. And I'm just honest with myself. I said, I don't want to engage. Sometimes when I do that, we do end up having a conversation. But the conversation is real. Real good stuff transpires. And we'll say a few words, and then we end up in this communion state. But it's because I stopped wanting to be politely having conversation because other people expected it. Or somebody heard me on the call. And, you know, what I'm saying now on this call is like part of the group energy of the call. I'm talking to it. It's like somebody meets me and they say, they expect that I'm just going to go into this, and I don't, I can't, you know? I mean, I do try to be polite, but it's such a pleasure when you can be around somebody and experience the group energy without having to talk. And you can, you know, put your own litmus test to it if you are able to do that, because at any time, I can stop talking here and the space continues. We're talking in between the nether world of reality. And our soul, the community. That's why I can stop. And you can feel the energy. And within that energy you're feeling is the Christ consciousness. It's the energy of the universe. It's the energy of creation. It's the law of one. We're all the same energy. We are all part of the same awareness. And I'll bet you no one's thinking, why is he not talking? Come on, Len, talk. Entertain us. It's not entertainment. At this level, it's not entertainment. It's communion. It's co-creation. And if you feel the energy in the space, you're in the right place. And it is 12:01, and Haas has not rung the bell to go into part two of the call, okay? You know what? I thought I'd play one of my old songs. It just fits this. And I was writing all these songs about group energy when I was younger. And I had no idea how much I was tapping in. Everything you touch. You know that? You know where that song is? You find it before me. I'll play it as a segue.
Thank you. bodies made of flesh and blood. Notes in the universe's song. We all make a melody, dancing patterns, points of light. Rainbow messenger, color swirling into white. Everything you touch,
everything you touch,
becomes a part of you,
becomes a part of you.
Everything you touch,
everything you touch,
becomes a part of you,
becomes a part of you.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
everything you do is part of you. We are sailing on spaceship Earth, reaching for the sun, finding the freedom of the many. The one, like the angel of the morning and the devil in the night. We're going nowhere special at the speed of light. Everything you touch, becomes a part of you,
becomes a part of you.
Everything you touch,
everything you touch,
becomes a part of you,
becomes a part of you.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
everything you do is part of you. Everything you touch,
everything you touch,
becomes a part of you,
becomes a part of you.
Everything you touch becomes a part of you.
More real than physical 3D world. And we are doing it. We're doing it right now. We are touching each other. Our souls are communing. And when we do that, we are creating group energy. Those of you that have been on these calls for a long time have seen the calls evolve. I didn't know where they were going, but I know I can feel where we've arrived. And we can honestly say, I can say, and I think many of you can say, I love being on this call. It wakens me up. It wakes me up. I am not separate from the experience. I am the facilitator, I'm talking, but I'm also one with the experience. And it's a sacred moment when we do this. And we can bring, we have already, I'm just pointing it out, what we call the Christ consciousness.
Lynn, your mic.
Am I too loud or too soft?
Too soft.
Too soft.
Now, okay. you're good.
Okay. This is the Christ energy. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Jesus was paying attention, because our energy is so strong. And all of you are part of this energy. All of you are creating it. It doesn't bind you. It doesn't cord you. It doesn't ask for anything in return. It's a free gift from the universe to you, to all of us, who are in this 3D realm with all of its obstacles and all of its misconceptions and all these warped realities of people. And somehow, we have managed to touch into the Christ energy. And as I say the words, you can feel the love springing forth in your own heart. Interestingly enough, I've had many conversations with Terry Friedman. And one of the things he said, that Jesus said, when they were walking around from town to town, was that the disciples were giving Jesus the energy connection to do what he was doing. Jesus didn't do it. It was the Spirit moving through him that did it, that created the miracle, that created shift in people. And he gave his disciples credit. And, of course, there's a famous story where he washed the feet of his disciples. And you may not be able to create this. You may not be able to hold the energy for it. But you could respond to it. And the more you respond to it, the more you learn to hold the energy for it for others. The more you become confident, you know it's real. You know it. You can feel it. And the less you will be tempted to fall into lower levels of expression. As I said, you know, I used to get into conversations with people, and I was a very interesting guy. I could talk about a lot of things. But I couldn't do this. And there was no lasting, well, maybe there was, I don't know. But my experience with the lasting, the persistence of the energy didn't stay. You know, Terry and I both do something every day, and that is, we move into this energy, and we look at our group, and we hold the energy for the group, and individuals in the group, and we don't know everybody. Every so often, somebody sends me an email that says, I've been listening for you for 2 years. and I can't tell you how much you've changed my life. And just want to thank you. Never heard of that person. And yet, we were part of their energy. Some of you who are listening now, you're too shy to say anything or to come in at the beginning of the call and identify yourself, but you show up over and over again. And we feel your energy, and we love you, and you're part of this. And one day, you'll say hello, or you'll send me an email, and you'll say, wow, what a difference this has made. You see, when you start holding this energy in your life, and it's there, it'll be different. It may not be quite as strong as on the call, because the energy of the group is so powerful. But you learn that your life is walking from one group to another. In other words, when the call's over and you're with your family, you're holding this energy, and they say, what's going on with you? You're different today. You seem so peaceful. You know, you're doing it. You're holding the energy for them. That's, you have to figure out how to keep holding the energy while somebody recognizes you for it, okay? The recognition level can screw it up. But if, when the call's over, one of the things you can do is phone people who have been problems for you. And you can connect at a higher level than the problem. And you keep doing that, and you start creating people in your life that are more responsive to this energy. You can't explain it to somebody. You can try. There's people in our group that try. They say, oh, my God, you should hear this. They try to put it in words. You can't put it in words. You have to be the energy in that moment that you'd like to express to them. So as this energy flows in us, through us, as we usually do on the healing part of our call, it's coming in, we've met these higher group souls. We've talked to them numerous times. They've answered our numerous questions. We've had miracles happen. And people get healing. And they are here right now. They're here. They're in this energy that you're feeling. And you might just say, I love you, Elohim, I love you, Ra. Because they respond to gratitude. They don't respond to being worshipped. Or they might. I'm not saying they don't. But it's not the preferential way of interfacing. They're bigger than us. They're more powerful than us. But we're all part of the same energy. In many ways, if they created the realm and they see all the suffering in it, they'd really like to alleviate suffering. I would guess. I'm sure of that, actually. And they're doing that for many of you who are listening to this call. And right now, heal yourself. Direct your energy to your body where things are out of balance, where things are hurting, where you have disease, and direct your attention to where you're out of balance. And ask them to join you as you direct your attention. As they join you, you have a team. They're like a team in the invisible realm who is there to add to your energy. You know, they don't need things. They don't have bodies. Their greatest pleasure is to be able to connect with this realm. And they've said it over and over again. And I believe it. I believe they have nothing else to do other than send us loving vibration that helps us on our own evolutionary path. So take advantage of it. Let it in. Let your blocks dissipate. Learn about what creates those blocks. And don't keep recreating them. There's so many keys that we cover on this call. You know, the call was particularly hitting some of your blocks. Notate that call and come back and listen to it more than once. Because you can release karma into this energy. Send the energy to the earth. We love the earth. She's been so patient with humans over their many lifetimes on this planet. Send gratitude to the Elohim and Ra for working with us. We send gratitude to each other for showing up so that we can have this experience of group energy over and over and over again. And for those of you who have not tried our daily planet, our daily healing session, every day, 7 p.m. Pacific, I would guess if you are feeling these energies, we do it every day. We bring these energies in. And try listening for a week and see what happens. See if you start to access this energy more often in between the calls. Our sources have told us that that 7 o'clock call is very important. Because not only are we doing it for ourselves, but as we are going to go through in this call, we do it because we can send energy to the collective. And the collective is pretty screwed up right now. There's a lot of potential and possibilities that are not very, would not be very nice to experience. And one of my greatest realizations is that it's not just thinking that God is going to save us, because we are the saviors. We save ourselves. And as our sources have said, these times that we're going into may be hard. Edgar Casey said that. But as they said to Wilcox, when things get tough, there's two choices. One is that we get resentful, we get angry, and we get scared. The other choice is that we learn how to hold this energy, which transcends all that, and we help other people hold this energy. And more people will be open to it. And you guys are learning how to do it. Don't be frustrated by what's going on, say, when you try to share this with other people now. Give it a little time. Because even now, more and more people are open. More and more people are looking at the world. And it is falling apart. And people are scared. And they're open to things that can hold this energy. They're becoming more and more, I see that, they're becoming more and more and more open. And you are part of the group that's going to hold this energy. Many of you are the wanderers and the starseeds for who have come into this realm to do exactly what we're doing. Many people have told me when they find us, it's the last stop on the train because it's so all-encompassing. Not everyone. You know what? Other people need other things, and there's lots of paths. There's lots of spiritual paths out there, and this is just one of them. People have to find what resonates with them. You know, a little thing from Edgar Casey. You can see, this is the source speaking to Edgar Casey, and you can feel the connection with the Christ energy. Under conditions existent at the present time, all these groups and nations have come to that point in the development of the human family where there must be a reckoning. He that hath eyes to see, let him see. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear that music of the coming of the Lord of this vineyard. And art thou ready to give account of that thou hast done with thine opportunity in the earth as the sons of God, as the heirs and joint heirs of glory with the Son. This makes thy path straight, for there must come an answering for that thou hast done, for that thou hast done with the Lord. Okay, he's got his broken English there, but you probably get the idea. For the time or period draws near for such changes to come with the new order. I wish they didn't use new order, but that's okay. It behooves all who have an ideal, individuals as well as groups, societies and organizations, to practice faithfully the application of this ideal in their experiences and relationships one to another, unless they are set up and doing. Indeed, there must come a new order for their relationships and activities. There are certain fundamental principles in the very nature and thought of a nation or a people upon which the economic and soul life must be founded. The right to pursue as an individual what will permit the soul to manifest that which it would worship in its creators. When man has faltered, when man has altered that law and has deprived others from expressing their birthright, then conditions arise which create the fruits of evil influence in the earth. These are hate, jealousy, avarice, and the like. These, in turn, tend to create other conditions in all walks of life. Love of power, love of position, love of money. Now, since this has been exactly the experience in the affairs of our nation, as a nation, so our nation, as a nation, is going through a period when each soul must turn within and seek its own relationship to the creative forces within its own experience. This is exactly what we're doing here, I believe. Now, we are all in relationship with other people. I want you to look at the relationships you have with other people and send this light to them for their highest good, without violating their free will. Just send it to them and say, I love you. Just take a moment of silence to let you do that. And think of not only the people you love, but the people who are obstacles. Okay, and we have a healing list. And what happens is, when you put your request on the healing list, you're now grounding the energy of a request for connection and support from our higher good soul. And Hayes, are you there?
Yes, when I am.
Would you like to do it? I don't think.
Sure. I don't think Alina's here, but I have the healing list open, and on the very top we start with Joanna in Woodland Hills, California. Healing for daughter with compulsive eating addiction. Next we have Deb in Lapine, Oregon. Please send love light to me and my cats. Please send healing to my cats. Send love, light for all the people who are fighting for no pipeline. Please send love. That must be in Dakota. Please send love, light to the law enforcement so they may understand what the people are praying for to stop. Then we have Kay in New Mexico. Thank you. I am grateful for the perfect health all of us are now enjoying, which is myself and all my cats. I am experiencing the presence of the higher power within and have faith calling on patience and strength to apply wisdom and understanding while making important decisions, knowing that all answers come to me naturally, easily, and all assistance needed becomes available as divine ideas come my way with clarity. I am doing this with excitement. So I'm doing this with excitement, love, and great faith. Thank you. We are very grateful. The cat opened the door. Hold on 1 second. All right, back to it. That was Kay in New Mexico. Next. Shirley in Columbus, Ohio. Asking to be put into the love light for recovery from chickenpox and now have terrible sinus infection. Also have negative attachments that need transmuted and dispelled. Please put Newbert Venarsdale into the love light to help control his diabetes and family dynamics. Asking for healing for Elena Odenweller's personal relationship and balancing energies with her studies and work. Thank you, love light to all. Ken in Damascus, Oregon. I would like to put my wife, Lori, into the love light for healing of pain. I would also like to put Portland, Oregon into the love light. Thank you. Then we have Tammy in Damascus, Oregon as well. I would like to put my mom, Sandra, into the love light for healing body, mind, spirit, and soul and protection from the negative in all universes, all dimensions, all densities, and all timelines. Lots of love and light to everyone on the call. We have Terry in Standing Rock, North Dakota. For months, Native Americans and other water and land protectors have been protesting the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the first of several, on sacred cultural land and tribal burial grounds, request that the entire situation be put into the light for the highest good of all concerned, as well as prayers. Thank you all. Bonnie in Corona, with Lyme, I think. Love light to my family and friends on the other side. Love light to my sons, Alan and Evan. Love light and blessings to Jackie, Brian, Travis, and baby Landon, and the new home they are moving into. Love light and abundance to Scott, Fred, and Gary at Phoenix Unlimited. Love light and blessings to Wynn, Terry, Ra'an, and everyone on the call listening or on the replay. I love you all. Thank you, Bonnie. Then we have, oh, that's another one from Bonnie. Love light and healing to my son's father, Scott, in Hemet, California, who is struggling with drug addiction and depression. Gail in Rockaway, New Jersey. My beloved cat Harry is sick and I fear he is dying. Taking him to the vet tomorrow, but don't wish to subject him to any treatments if it's too late. If there is hope and he wants to stay, please pray for him. With my deepest gratitude to everyone offering their prayers. Love, Gail. Sherry and Boozman is asking planetary healing for the safety and protection of refugees all over the world, for the safety and protection of all people at Standing Rock. Personal healing requests the restoration of health and vitality for my family, including John, Nick, Alan, Mark, Jean, Tom, and Dooley, and a healthy digestive system for Sherry. Thank you very much. Ken, no, wait, this is Rick in Iowa City, Iowa. Please put my wife, Kathy's cataract problem and my heart condition into the love light. Thank you. Then we have that's another one from Rick. Am I saying that right? Yes. Please put my wife, Kathy. That's the same thing. Oh, it continues. Wait. So continue with Rick in Iowa City. Next, he's asking for please put the Dakota Pipeline dispute into the love light, especially the Native Americans who are trying to protect the land. Please put the U.S. government and the Russian government into the love light so that Trump, Obama, and Putin may have a friendly talks to reach a higher understanding. Thank you. Next, we have Alicia in Southwest Washington. Hello. I would like to request prayers and love light for several members of my family, my sister Kay, her son Ryan, and my mother, who all have serious health challenges at this time. I truly appreciate your time and support. Many blessings to all. And last, we have Pat in Alabama. Please keep my relationship in the pink light and return Gabriel to me. All right, and that's it for me to speak right now. Thank you all for putting this stuff on the healing list. Vin, back to you.
Thank you. And you know what? We're having trouble with BBS today. I don't know if you're hearing us or not.
I'm here, guys. You did have trouble for about 15 minutes, and maybe even as long as 20 minutes. We were all down, but no worries. Everything's good as gold, my friend.
That's Doug from BBS. And Doug, I'm so glad you're listening.
I am. I'm hearing every word of everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you're doing great. Love everything you got to say.
All right. Thank you.
Big hugs.
So. We're now going to work on the planet.
Now shall we go in the light and see if our sources want to speak with?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. You know, When there's an interruption, I totally lose it. I say, where am I? What's going on? So thank you, guys. Terry, are you unmuted?
Yes.
And you're not ready, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just checking.
But I showed up.
But you showed up. If you were ready, I'd be worried. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxy, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. We invite those forces that are positive, that are service to others, that are honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And for anyone that's listening for the first time, and if Robert's still there in Uganda, what we're going to hear now is a voice of intelligence that says they're the Council of Elohim. And the word Elohim is one of the names for God in the Old Testament. They don't say they're God. They say that their energy units, just like us, except they're bigger, they're more expansive, and that they can add their energy to ours and increase our ability to function and create in this realm. And if anyone's getting caught by this and would like to hear more of the Elohim, if you go to thespiritchannel.net, thespiritchannel.net, we have over 1,000 of our calls, and many of them have sessions where we ask them questions and they talk to us. So you can get a feel for who they are, and many people can feel the energy on the replay. You don't have to be on a live call to feel the energy. And when I say I'm introducing the Elohim, we're actually introducing a intelligence that identifies itself by the name Ra'an, which is a combination, a cooperative effort on the other side of the Elohim and the Ra group. And they both have different things to offer. The Elohim is stronger, they're bigger. The Ra group has areas where they have more wisdom, and they're closer to the Earth realm. They graduated from this realm, and they know what it took to graduate. So we are so grateful to have both of these sources working with us, and I'll turn it over to Terry.
We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment, and we connect with each and every person who wishes to be connected with. Whether they listen in current time or whether they listen in future time to a replay, we come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line. We are here with you to bring any assistance that we might. We take a look at the Dakota Pipeline project. We see the land and the sacredness of the land that the Dakotas wish to
maintain the second sanctity of when you bring a pipeline through the land, it creates an energy rushing through a cohesive area, and it is a device of energy to the spirits that inhabit the land. The white man does not understand the sanctity of the wholeness of the land. And we see the conflict and the struggle of the Dakotas to bring this to resolution and to keep the sanctity of the land. The white man does not understand the subtle spiritual implications of the cutting of energy through the land. We see the peacefulness of the land and the life-giving properties of the land, the serenity of the land, the wholeness of the land. We see the tears of the elders as they think of their land being broken up. We thank each and every person who put prayers this week into the healing list. And we send energy to each of the people involved in the area that are attempting to maintain the sanctity of the land. We thank you from the bottom of our energy hearts. We send love light to Sherry, and we suggest that the prayers for Sherry are expansive and can increase the looking, the investigation of what it is that can increase and aid digestive problems, as there are things that can definitely increase the digestion of an individual. When an individual gets older, they burn up, have burned up over their lifetime much of the ability to produce enzymes that then digest food. There are ways to increase the digestive power after the digestion becomes less viable, and to increase and put enzymes back into the diet that can help individuals digest particularly cooked food. We suggest looking into this subject for yourself. We send a light to Scott for his healing. We see that he is not feeling well. He wishes for the
good feeling. We send our light to God. And this is a personal matter, so we cannot delve into it too deeply. But as Bonnie has best, we send him love light for healing. We send love light to Bonnie's family for healing. As Amos has best, we send a prayer to Portland, Oregon. Particularly, we send love light to Portland's water system, that it maintains its integrity. Is a clear and beautiful water system, however it may come in contact with some nuclear waste from Hanford in a way that is not generally known. To Harry the Cat, we see that Harry the Cat is quite ill, and that Harry needs time to move through this and to gradually recover. His animals tend to wish to be alone so they can use all of their energy for healing, and we suggest to monitor Harry, and we thank Gil for asking and for Harry to collect the energy